Okay, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, another Saturday night. And today's date is 1/11/2014. So because we got a 1 and 11, I guess we'll just clear the 1s. Here we go. Getting rid of 1. So 1. Oh, boy. 2. 3. 4. And 5. And again, 1. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so that's, I should clear those ones and do the 2014. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, let's continue on from last night here, and we'll energize the light beam first. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, and we'll see what happens here. So may feel a lot of peace energy coming your way. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So what we're going to do is we'll just talk about the new clearings you put up. There's 3 of them. One more is on the way. And there'll be a $25 cost to that. And it'll work for 1 month, and we'll be talking about that once it gets up. But they don't have an unlimited version to it. But the main 3 ones now are, and I have to probably pull it up here, unless Kathy has it handy. You have 3 clearings. One deals with keywords. And so the keywords are words that you say all the time. No? And some people might say the oh my God thing. They could also say, you know, the S word a lot. You could say crap. A little easier that way, I guess. Oh no. Wow. So all these words could connect you. You know, oh my God. You know, oh my God is, you know, one of the big ones for a lot of people. You know, God bless you. Not today, please. And other things like that that could actually connect you to timelines where that word is being used, and you could have controlling influences on that. You're being controlled against your free will, free choice, because that's what these unwanted universal travelers would like to do to you. So if you had any energies coming your way, and you felt by doing the clearing you feel better, that's great. Heaven forbid is a really good one, too. People do that a lot. Or, you know, oh, Christ, you know, that's another one. You may have your own little pet one, but remember all these things. You know, good morning is, could be one. You know, people say, how do you feel? How are you doing today? I'm doing fine. Well, all those things are keywords. So you might say, well, gee, maybe I shouldn't talk. Well, that might help out a lot. But remember, all these things that you're saying continuously is a way to have yourself to be connected to robotic programs and abductions. And the words themselves, the letters, can actually connect to you. That's why they use the vowels a lot. So if you don't have any vowels in that language, then they're going to have a very difficult time connecting to you. Oh, another one that we have on there is kind of like the alien faces looking down upon you. No, it's the remote viewing. So the remote viewing on you, and that you can actually see looking up in the clouds and looking for those alien faces. So if any of you have done that, you know that. And there's something up there, and is it really looking at me? Because it looks like it could be. So you want to be kind of, you know, careful about that, because it could be another situation that you're dealing with, not knowing about that. So it's kind of like something's watching you. I guess it would kind of make the term, in a sense, you know, Big Brother's watching you, but they were kind of using a different term there for that. But, you know, this is part of the problem that we're dealing with here is the aliens up there watching us. So we have the gray sky clearing, So when you get rid of the gray skies, or maybe during that process, and you look up, see these clouds looking at you with faces in them, then you can, on many, many, you know, different movies and films and everything else, including, you know, real time looking up in the sky, you're going to see these faces. So that gets kind of disconcerting. Another one that we have is the alien holographic reality. And so, you know, that one is to help you out if you're planning to go someplace. Because you don't know. Remember, this is being created as you go there. So, like I've always said, and, you know, you may think about this yourself. May not want to believe it, but just think about it. You know, let's just say that you're a programmer, and you got to program all this stuff to have manifested. Well, isn't it easier to put it into folders? And that way you're only using what you need at the time. And so, you know, like I say, you know, is your bathroom actually there right now physically if you're not in it? If you look at it, it's going to be there. But what about your porch light, or what about the room that's house that you're not going into? Is it there? Well, it's only created when you walk into it. If somebody else is there in your house, then naturally it will be created. So, you know, you could say, well, this sounds pretty stupid to me because, you know, whenever I go someplace, it's always a reality and it's always created, but that's a hologram. So this is the way they can save memory and save space, just like you would on your computer. Remember, if you take your computer the way the computer works, this is what's happening to us. They're just probably, you know, 500 years in the future with this stuff. You don't always know, you know, it's harder to get tripped now because you start getting some clues of what's happening. Well, I guess I'll bring Kathy on here and see if she has any things to add here. But I find it, you know, it's very interesting to see what's going on. And so when you do a clearing with a keyword, then just figure out what word you're saying a lot, okay? And from there, clear that word. That could be a abduction scenario for you. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Creation Lightship on Station 2, VBS Radio. And Ron is discussing the three new clearings that he put up on their website just recently. He did discuss them yesterday, January 10th, and he's going to discuss them again today because they're interesting, useful, and some people might have missed yesterday's program. So now is your chance, if you're listening on a computer, to type into the fast chat, the user-friendly fast chat found on the left side of the BBS radio page for Creation Lightship Healing, to give some reaction to any of the new clearings you may have used since you found out about them, if you had a chance, or what you think about them, or maybe even some suggestions of words that are keywords that Ron hasn't already mentioned that you think would be pretty good to clear for just about anybody. One that I thought of, and I'm not sure if it really is something I say every day, Ron, but it is definitely something that connects us, and that's anything with relationships, like the word soulmate. So it's come up on the chat room here, Ron, that people are wondering what the difference is between a natal barcode clearing, which is also fantastic for clearing off those energies of letters and words and phrases, and the keyword intercept. Is the keyword intercept more for things we say verbally, daily, that are very connecting? Back to you.
Yeah, that would be, yes, uh-huh. So the keyword intercept is how they're actually connecting energies to you. So they're finding you and, you know, sliming you at the same time. What that's about. And as you do the clearing, you're going to feel the energy start to leave you as you bring forth one of your situations that you're dealing with. So it'll be fun to see what people actually understand and sense during these clearings. Because you may all of a sudden find that some of that mind fog that you had that prevented you from having understanding, and now you're overstanding after being under it. Okay, so remember, understanding means you're underneath something. So what's standing on top of you besides the alien? So now you can do an overstanding, and that would be great. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I'm trying to follow you because I missed most of yesterday's program. And I just want to be absolutely clear that the difference between the natal barcode removal clearing, which a lot of us purchased and have used religiously daily. I shouldn't say, maybe religiously is a key word, but we use daily. And that's for, I understand, things that could describe us or, I mean, it's a very complicated, there's a lot of things that it encompasses. And this new clearing is for actual words that we may say or hear that we relate to, such as, well, there's some suggestions here. The word love, love you, following my path. So can we type in more than one word or phrase at a time and clear it?
Just do one at a time, and mm-hmm. then see how your body is relating to that clearing. You don't want to go in there and do a whole bunch at one time, you know. Just do one at a time and maybe clear out a bunch of times and just see how you relate to that particular situation, whatever that word means to you. See, the word should have a meaning. So now, if you take the word like, oh, my God, well, kind of weird sounding to begin with. Oh, my God, you know, there's really nothing there to really give you something to bite into. You know what I mean? So, oh, my God, well, what would that mean? But, oh, crap, you know what that means, right? But, oh, my God, may not mean too much. It's just a phrase you picked up. And, you know, the clearing can help you to release something because you may not have a definition for it. The two clearings,
okay, so
the natal barcode, or the natal clearing, I should say, and the new clearing are kind of similar, but this is an easy way just to quickly go into the clearing, you know, and just to type in a keyword only. It won't take numbers or anything else. It's strictly a word that you feel is haunting you. That's why I put it up, so people can take advantage of that. And in the process, by doing this, you're helping probably other people, too, because that keyword could very possibly, since we're dealing with stuff in general with the alien, where the other one's more specific to yourself, okay? This one here is more of a general clearing that will work on, in a sense, on timelines, okay? So this is why I put it up, so that people can help other people. So definitely tell all your friends, if they're willing to go onto the website to get rid of words that you say all the time, that's actually hurting you and harming other people as you're being abducted during that process. The time you say that, they're hooked up to you. That's why you're saying the word over and over again. There's no reason to say it over and over again, you know, or that phrase, unless you're programmed. And I believe they tell you, at least when you hear people talking about doing things out in the lecture circuit, is that you say something three times in a short period of time, using time a lot here, and you know, maybe within a couple of minutes, if you say the same thing three times, you're beginning to program people. But away you start getting mesmerized by that word that you're hearing, and then it's very easy for them to access you, accessing you through a particular word. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so what you just said brings up a good point. If they're using certain words and we're being, you know, programmed, as you said, it kind of reminded me of how when you watch children learn to speak, they learn to speak by hearing the same words over and over again, then they know what they are. So if we hear certain words over and over again, and let's say they don't resonate with us, we could also clear those words even though we don't say them ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say it's a swear word, for example.
And maybe you haven't said the word for quite a while, you know? And then all of a sudden you hear that word. And then you're being connected to that word also because you already have it stored inside of you.
Yeah. Okay, so like if we wanted to, we could utilize this wonderful clearing, which is about keywords, on children as well. Especially if they learn some of those words we didn't want them to hear, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe some of the words that are used all the time, you know, is up, go, yes, no, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, because it's the children pick up words. They pick up words. They can really hear the emotion in them. And so even if you only say it once, they'll go around repeating it over and over just because they learned a new word. And I think that this clearing would be really great for children. If anyone spots that somewhere in a child that is close to them, wow, this is great. They can just use it for their loved ones, their children, and help them to not get so programmed at such a young age with these words. You know, because then children watch TV a lot, and there's a lot of words in even in children's television programming that they go around repeating, sometimes for reaction or whatever, just because they're learning. So I think this is a really fantastic clearing with a wide range of uses on people and does them a lot of good. Another phrase... Iron Man typed in the phrase, how are you? Oh, yeah, good one. That is so overused, I think. Very good. As a key word phrase to clear.
Yes.
Thanks, Iron Man. Okay, I think we do have a caller. Yes, Ron. Hi, caller. Go ahead. Do you have a question or something to share with Ron?
Yeah, multiple questions. First question is, when doing timeline crashes, we can do two or three windows. Different issues, like one window's issue A, one window's issue B, one window's issue C. That's okay, correct?
Well, I wouldn't recommend that. I would do three windows of the same issue.
Three windows of different issues.
Yeah, I don't think I would do different issues because you may not... See, what will happen is I'm not going to know when you finished it. Just say that you did 200 timeline crashes, okay? And you needed 220 to complete it. Well, you wouldn't really know because each particular issue is going to be coming out of your body at different locations, and you could feel a little strange, maybe whacked out, or not at all. But you're going to want to really focus on one issue so you know that you're completed with it. So I would not recommend doing different issues. I would just do one issue and put two windows up. And they'll work out to the same thing anyway. So once you get done,
okay, do we have the option of doing three?
What's that again?
Okay, do we have the option of doing three windows where window A is for me, window B is for person B, window C is for person, you know, the third person? So each window is for a separate person that's not the same person.
Yes, yeah, you could do it as a different person in three windows. That is correct, yeah.
All right, that's fine. And we can do that for space time, too? No, not for space time. That's fine. Bye. Thank you.
Just be careful, you know. You want to get it done, so that's how I would look at it, that you're completely finished when you do something. Because you may want to say, well, you know, I did 200 of these. I don't know if I need any more. I feel pretty good. Maybe I'll just do an extra 50. Just for good, safe measure. And then all of a sudden you might go, wow, I needed those extra 50. And I have had people actually go on and do, seven generational clearing, like maybe on emotions or maybe fear or something, you know, and they just didn't really think they needed a whole bunch until they started doing more and more of those. And then all of a sudden they felt this tremendous pressure and weight leave their body, but maybe going back to five generations. And I go, wow, this was it. I didn't know I had this, because each time you pull off part of that onion peel, something else pops up, and you don't know what's buried deeply inside of you by your ancestors' thoughts. And so that's why I say you just got to stick with one issue, only because that's the best way, I think, to do it. But you could do other people and put up three windows, so there's no problem there. So thank you for calling. Any other questions? If you're still there?
I think he got disconnected. Well, sorry about that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, caller. Just wanted to finish up with our topic of that one clearing for the keyword intercept. Ron, if the clearing structure very nicely, very simply, we just simply type in the keyword or the phrase, like, how are you, and I love you, that Janice suggested. Do we run them for the entire 600 minutes?
You could run it for less. It's set for that, so that you are able to, you know, default to it. But you could do it less time. You know, but I would definitely probably do it maybe for an hour or so, 60 minutes or more. The reason why we defaulted it to 600 minutes is because we've got a lot of people requesting that we do that, because they want to do it when they're sleeping. That's why we have a defaulted to that. So, back to you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before I continue, I've seen some reports, BBS technicians, there's some reports on the fast chat that they cannot hear very well. And I also cannot hear Ron very well. His voice is disappearing. So I just wanted to alert you to that. Thank you, BBS. Okay, then. There's quite a lot of appreciation being expressed for the new clearings. And there's a couple of other ones we can talk about, the remote viewing clearing and the alien holographic reality clearing. And, Ron, I see one of the listeners, Nikki, reports in she used the holographic reality clearing last night. And I guess she ran it through the whole 600 minutes, because she says that she sweated through the first part of the clearing. Wow, she sweated it out. And then she slept very soundly. So good. Oh, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. I guess that is good. Some people are just more sensitive. So, I imagine everybody out there would like to say, yeah, I wish I could feel more, or a little bit more. And that way you could get validation. So, that is good. So that means that it worked, released some energy from her. And normally when you get something released, then you feel freer. That's great. So back to you again. We'll go to the light chip.
Okay. All right. Okay, just some people with some questions here in the fast chat wondering on certain words. Larry's asking if we can clear the word fear.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Whatever you want to put in there. But typically it's words that you use out of your mouth, you know. So,
okay.
Saying the word fear all the time, then yeah, definitely clear that. But it's words that you use in conversation. Those are the key words that you relate to, you know. So if I were to say, is there a Sally out there? Naturally, everybody whose name's Sally listening would, their ears would kind of perk up, or they would, like, yep, come to attention. And there's no Sally, and if your name is not Sally, it may not relate to you whatsoever. So the whole thing is, the word that is connected to you, that comes out of your mouth, that you use all the time. And I guess an easy one would be, let's say you're a waitress, right? You're a waiter, and all of a sudden you're giving somebody some coffee. What's going to come out of your mouth? Do you want cream and sugar? You know? Just think how often you say that. in a night if you, you know, deal with a bunch of people. But those are keywords that look you know, very benign, but you probably are hooked up to those energies. So.
Yeah, for example, there's a some relatives in my family who no matter what, who, no matter who they're talking to, if it's a woman, they'll call them honey or sweetie. I mean, and I thought that would be a good clear keyword to clear.
Oh, yeah.
Only because I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically it's words that affect us, that and especially words that we say. Just wanted to repeat that for those who just joined the program. We're discussing new clearings Ron put up for us to use. They're under sample clearings on the website, creationlightship.com. And they're right there on the bottom. There's three of them. Alien holographic reality, alien remote viewing, and the one we just were talking about, alien keyword intercept. So those take us off the energies of the key words that we say a lot and hear a lot. It could be any word, anything that affects you. Okay, so I hope that helps the people that just signed on the radio, just came on to get updated.
Yeah,
and then we'll be moving on to the other clearings maybe a little bit more. And tonight's our night to go to the Creation Light Ship. Ron just said he would take us up in a few minutes. So I'll just mention now that... before we go, start thinking of healing areas you might like to go to while Ron takes us aboard the Creation Light Ship. And we're going to be treated to live healings there as Ron guides us through those different healing areas where various light beings tend to our physical well-being. And we can also think of various rooms or areas to go to, as well as physical conditions we'd like the light beings to help us with. Usually it's one, we request one healing. And also Ron tells us that a lot of healing goes on more than we can discuss or he can discuss on the program because we're there out of time. And we're here and we're there also at the same time. And so for that reason, these healings tonight will only work live tonight on January 11th, 2014. But if you're listening to this program as an archive, you may feel some incredible peace energy as well as learn about the Creation Light Ship and all the healing that it does. So maybe it's a good time to bring up your light being to accompany you when while we go to the Creation Light Ship. And I'll watch the fast chat for people's comments, Ron, for people's requests, and see where they would like to go. And we always have a fantastic healing experience, no matter where we go or which light being it is. But it's important that we think of where we want to have a healing and maybe even put our hand on it to show the light beings, to direct them if we'd like. So it's about 7:33 right now. Ron, would you like to go to the light ship now? Over to you.
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go, everybody. This will only work live, like we mentioned before, on all the programs on Saturday. So you'll peak energy if it's an archive for you. You can bring up your animal pen, pets, flower, tree, plant, garden, if you have one or have them. And here we go. We're going to go up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. So let's look at one of the rooms here. This is a room that has the rainbow energy. Kind of like a rainbow waterfall, but it's like a rainbow mist. So here we go. Bringing this energy in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And That's now going to one of the rooms here. I got rainforest, so let's go to the rainforest room. Remember, request your one particular healing. So here we go. Rainforest room. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll have one for green mud. Mm-hmm. Here you go, everybody. You can have green mud. And this is the hot tub room with the green mud. So if you need to get warmed up, just request that now. So here we go. So stronger. Here comes the mud. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And we'll see the mountain. So we got mountains here. So we'll do that. And here comes the mountain energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do dolphins. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And, boy, we got Earth Star's birthday. Uh-oh.
Location.
Sounds good. Okay. So we got Earth Star's birthday. And here we go. We're going to go up into a different room. This is the food court. And we're now going to have a birthday party for Earth Star. And if somebody else has one this month, maybe you were on the call earlier when we went to the birthdays I think last week. But let's give Earth Star a birthday. Here we go. So happy birthday, Earth Star. We're having our ice cream and our cake and whatever dessert you'd like, unless you want to have something else there. So we're having that now. And the light beings are singing happy birthday to everybody. And we're having seconds and thirds. So if you feel your mouth kind of watering, you're enjoying some wonderful energy food right now. Okay, so happy birthday, Earth Star. And I know you're probably about 30, so that's great. And let's go another room, and we'll go to the room that has the we have orchids here. So go to the orchid room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next we'll go into the room with the newts. So little newts are coming. And kind of cute the way they walk. If you haven't seen a newt, you may want to maybe Google a newt. They're like little watered little lizards. Very cute. So here we go. Here comes the newt. So one, two, three, four, and five. I guess the Earth Star wants to ride on the unicorn, so we're going to go in the unicorn room. Ride on the unicorns, here we go. So stronger, stronger, and also get healing. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into a few more rooms here before we come back. So we haven't normally went into room. We just have, fish. So let's go to where they have, salmon. So here we go. Weird words. It's salmon, but it's you pronounce it as salmon, I think. It's kind of weird. I could never figure that one out. But here we go. So here comes the salmon or salmon energies, whatever way you want to pronounce it. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to a room that has the floating magnets. This is good for realigning your body energetically, and also the magnets can help you to release pain. So here we go. Magnet room. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll go into one more room here. And we have people who like the white light room, so we'll go into that room right now. So this is the white light energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So let's come back from the light ship now. Our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming back down with us. And we're coming back down. So here we come. I'll count to five. If you're bilocated, you're going to feel your energy change a little bit as you come back fully here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So we're back here. And turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Wow, that was terrific. Lots of healing, lots of wonderful places we got to go to and got to see what a newt looks like on the light ship. I hope everyone got to get their particular room choice of healing and also could maybe see something incredible while you're on the light ship or feel it. I myself feel this incredible peace and really enjoy the excursion that Ron takes us through. And I really enjoy it during the intensives that what he does for 8 hours straight on Sundays. And tomorrow is the next intensive for the month of January. And we'll be joining Ron if we're registered through the website. If you want to attend, it's not too late. You can just go to creationlightship.com and click on the top of the website page there on the Home Again page where it says events, and you'll be taken to a menu of offerings. Among them is the physical intensives and the 8-hour teleconferences is what it is. And you can pay for it there via PayPal. Once you do, you'll get an email, a verification, which will provide you a receipt, and another email with the teleconference phone number and PIN number, so you can access the call. And, of course, the time will be, it will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time for 8 hours, and we'd like to have little water ready because Ron does activate water, and we like to call in about 10 minutes early so we can check in and let him know also we're going to be absentee or not. You can also send him an email and let him know you're going to be absentee if you've registered. Very healing experience, a lot like just now, only it's a lot longer, and Ron is dedicated the whole time. He is unfalteringly healing us, taking us different places, and letting us know what exactly is being done by the light beams. And lots of times people can feel it. I myself end up getting a lot of energy that day. And I find myself not able to sit down and relax like I thought I was going to do. So other people feel different things. It's all a very personal and unique healing experience. I just know that I feel a lot better afterwards, and a lot of people do too, and they even say they didn't know they needed it and they didn't know what they were missing until they had it. This clearing done on the intensives, and they're every month. So if you miss this month, you can try again next month, February. But it's really great to try them, and that's why Ron does these sample excursions, so you can enjoy them. Also, he offers them on Wednesday evening on the teleconferences. And those are fantastic, and it's a good place to get water activation for 7 days. It's water in your bottles that are activated with light codes from the light beams that are suited and kind of a designer water just for what our bodies need. And really, our bodies need a lot of cleaning, clearing out of parasitic energies. And I like to think of that water just taking it gently all away and leaving my body feeling alive and alert and very vibrant. So it's just a fantastic experience. You won't find anywhere else. There's nothing else like it. So thank you again, Ron, and other people are thanking you and said they really felt terrific and really enjoyed that. And there's some more comments I'd like to report to you, Ron. First of all, if you could just possibly clarify this one more time, or again, if you already did, about the keyword intercept, just so we can be clear. Can a phrase be put in the new keyword page, like longer than three words, or just the words by themselves? Like the words, maybe like a long phrase.
Well, if you say that phrase a lot and you relate to it, then yeah, that could probably be okay. Oh, I wouldn't try to get too mental with it, but you know, just one, you know, whatever. You seem to get connected, you're connecting yourself to. Remember, you have, in a sense, a program, okay? So, saying it a little differently, as you come connected to words that you say all the time, then that's programming you into that reality, okay? So, you probably don't want to do that. That's the whole thing, is find out what you're talking about all the time, all the words that you're using, that's continuous in your life, and learn to help you release those mind control programs from you. That's the whole process. So that's about all that I can say, just whatever you believe you're saying all the time. So everybody's different, so it just depends what you're connected to, how you're connected to it, and your experience is what's going to be happening to you as you keep talking about these words. And once you start releasing these words from you, you may find out that you're not going to be saying them as often, or you may find a new word, or at least switch your vocabulary back and forth so that you're not continuously saying something over and over and over again. Back to you.
Okay. Well, I think single words that I hear a lot and say a lot, and I wish I could find a substitute for, are the word I and the word you. Those are just such connective words, and also so mental. Yeah, but unfortunately, there isn't a good substitute. But I think that would be a good thing to clear in phrases like, I hear a lot of people asking, what's the matter with you? Or, may I be of help to you when you're in a job? Some people have to say that all the time. How can I help you? That's those two words in the same phrase right there. So yep, it's probably a good thing to clear those phrases.
Yep, that's correct. So, yeah, and sometimes you just can't help it, you know, because the word, you have no other word to use. I like the word or, you know, that's used quite often. I use that and other words that I use, unfortunately, and they just kind of pop out of your mouth, and you have no way to really communicate without having that word. So it's kind of a way that maybe people could change the vocabulary a little bit. I just want to do that clearing and just charge that word. That's what that clearing is for, to get it, kind of off of you. So when you have that happen and you keep saying the word, then you might feel a lot of relief because all of a sudden you go, wow, I don't feel this dark energy on me. I didn't know it was dark, but boy, I do know it now because I feel lighter when I say the word. I'm not being connected to something. And if you think about it, the words also have emotions attached to it. And you could always watch a young child, for instance, as their parents talk to them about doing something they shouldn't be doing. Or maybe you look at a pet or animal, and you know the animal is trained maybe not to do something. So you kind of scold the animal or say some words, like a dog, and their ears go back, and they kind of like, you know, bow their head down and kind of walk away because they know that they have upset you by doing something. So, you know, you can see how it affects them. That could be affecting you also. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. And a couple more comments in the fast chat. Nikki says the newt energy is quite profound. And Earth Star said she enjoyed a wonderful birthday with you. And some suggestions for keywords some people feel. Someone's KAG nominates the word diet. Iron Man nominates the word fat-free. Some people are starting to get into this, thinking of some words that really buzz. And then Nikki says, what about the word hello? Yes, so there you go. You're really catching on, everybody. Hilda says aspartame. Mm-hmm. So good ideas to get started with. This clearing is going to keep us real busy, Ron.
Yeah, so just kind of take one word, maybe for like a week, and just kind of clear it off and on. Do a test. And then from there, see how that word affects you. See if you relate to it a lot. And that's what I would say. Just kind of see what's happened, because you might say, boy, you know, I got like 10% of my energy back. I didn't know that one word that I use all the time was draining me, because you don't know till you try the clearing. So go in there. That's why I put it up for free, so you can get out of this stuff. And you're helping other people too. So just do one word at a time and do enough of those clearings so that, you know, it's going to be, you know, released from you. I would say if it's a fairly recent word, you wouldn't have to do that many clearings, okay? But if it's been with you for your whole life, then you may want to do quite a few. Maybe you might want to do like a week of it, you know, maybe every night for 600 minutes. And when you get done with it, you shouldn't really relate to the word. You will relate to it somewhat. I'm not saying that if somebody says something to you, you're not going to actually hear the word. Although that could actually be possible. It might just go right over your head. That would be interesting if that happened. But anyway, back to you, Kathy. And what I'd like to say, too, is that if you're planning to come to the Conscious Life Expo, which is going to be starting, a week, looks like about a month away approximately here, we'll be there. And if you wanted to give us your picture, send us an email. It's $100. We'll put you in the chamber for the 3 days that we have the chamber up. And we have lots of healing. Whenever anybody else goes in, then you'll be going through the same process. And just send me an email with your photograph. We'll print it out and put it in an envelope, and you're ready to go. Naturally, not everybody can come to these expos. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm so glad that the expo is coming up. The dates are February 7th through the 10th. Ron's going to have 4 lectures there, by the way. It's called the Conscious Life Expo. It's in Los Angeles. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel right by the airport. So the idea is you can fly in and just take a shuttle over to the hotel. Ron's lectures begin on Friday the 7th, and then he has one Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And his topics are dealing with extraterrestrials, the extraterrestrials' invisible strategies, and then he has a workshop that's on Monday afternoon, and that's going to be about the money magnet healing, which I've heard people use that in conjunction with the prosperity jumpstart clearings for quite a bit of success. I've heard this on the archives that Ron has on his homepage for VBS Radio, and also you can purchase the archives through VBS as well for the more recent ones. On Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, the archives are updated to March 9th, 2013. So right around February, March, you can listen to people's experiences who went to the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. And in October, you can hear people's experiences who went to the New Life Expo in New York. Similar. Very similar, because Ron has a booth, a large booth there, and the Creation Lightship healing is done in the light infusion chamber, which is a really great healing experience. And you get all cleaned off and dusted off, much like we experience on the Creation Lightship. And it's very great for neutralizing all those energies you picked up during the day and all the time. It just cleans you right off. So what's so great about the light beings is that they can work on your photo, too, just the same as when we leave our clearings up with our photo in front of it for the day. It still works on you. The light beings connect with us. So I would encourage people to send their photo to Ron at his own email address. Please don't send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, because that is for questions for the radio programs, actually, not for Ron to do things with for the expo. Ron's email address can be found on his homepage, too. And you might want to also look at the moderator's comments in the fast chat if you're on a computer. She's posted some reminders and also the dates of the Conscious Life Expo, in case you want to check back later. And if you want to attend, that would be great. You get to meet Ron, and a lot of people do go to the expo to meet Ron and watch his healings in person and talk to him and learn more and get some pictures activated, get healings. It's a totally incredible, one-of-a-kind experience. It's, to me, the best experience in the whole expo. Now that I know about Ron and Creation Lightship, I don't bother with the rest of the expo. So it's all right there in Los Angeles. And those of us in Southern California are really looking forward to you coming back to this area again, Ron, and we welcome you very much so. All right, so now do please check the moderator comments, and she's reminding us to log those new clearings into the New Earth Transport so we can get them stored away in our spiritual bank for ascension. And that's important to do. Reminders. Thank you for the reminders, moderator. And so now, Ron, maybe we can talk some more about those new clearings. And they seems like there's an interest in hearing again about the alien remote viewing clearing. Please describe that for us again, please.
Okay, so our time is getting short. So anyway,
yeah.
The remote viewing is, remember, when you look up in the skies, look at the clouds, and you're going to see faces. If you haven't seen faces yet, if you're brand new to the program, then just go out on your, say, vision quest here and look up in the sky. And lo and behold, you're going to see these faces looking down on you. And what are they doing? You know, who are they looking at? Well, it could be you. That's why we have that clearing, to get rid of that energy. That's the remote viewing. The alien remote viewing can be the faces up in the clouds, and also it could also get involved with other things in the beyondo that are checking you out. So do that clearing, and you may feel yourself lighten up. You might sense that some of these body controlling implants that you have in you that you may not understand or know how or why they got there, as you start doing these clearings, getting rid of the aliens, they may start to your body may start to feel much better. If you don't know what you don't know, unfortunately, we don't have the alien technologies here, and they probably never give us this technology that's used to show them how much harm, to show us how much harm they're doing to us. And we'll probably never ever have any validation where they give us some kind of machine that we can look at to see what they have done to us in all of our lifetime everything else. So just start doing the clearings to get them off of you. And if you are under attack a lot, then by all means, go on the alien attack page. $30 for the month. Type in your favorite Galactic Federation alien race and get them off you. A lot of people have had wonderful results with the Ashtar Command and also the different names of the different alien races. There's probably about half a dozen that you have all heard of, along with the Great White Brotherhood. So just type those names in. Feel the energy that they connected you with against your free will, free choice. Feel your body lighten up. That's the whole process, is get yourself disconnected from the alien implants and mind control that they are doing to you. And our show's coming to a close here. We could talk about YouTube stuff where you can see aliens, shapeshifters, and people's bodies talking gibberish and things like this. Maybe we can do it on another program here. But for those of you who don't understand or know, check out YouTube. So, we have our 8-hour call tomorrow, getting rid of alien critters that are hanging up inside of us, living inside of us, causing us harm. So that'll be starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. And remember, it's up there in the clouds watching you, these things. So, get them away from you. Blessings. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for the healings, Ron. Good night, everyone.
All right.